Yo, yo, check 1, 2. My name is Cool Skull, how are you? Yo, what's up, everybody? My name is Cool Skull. Thank you for coming out to the DNA Lounge. I'm currently going on tour with the Graffiti Monsters down the West Coast. We're traveling and partying and rocking out and stuff. So here's the time where I turn on my Game Boy and yell at people. Thank you very much, everyone, for coming out. And thank you, DNA Lounge, for being awesome and legit. And thank you, P-Lander Z. I can't wait to see you guys perform.
Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
What's going on, everybody? It's the More Music Radio Pod on SkidRowStudios.com. I got to get used to saying SkidRowStudios.com because that's all I see anybody ever saying. I thought SkidRow.LA was cool, but it still works.
That's passé, man. That's like rocking out like it's 1999 or some shit.
Skid Row Studios.
So we're back, man. We took another week off.
Break.
We're just like fucking. Hey, let's just take another week off.
Yeah, I was watching the Laker game before I came over, and Kobe had the poops. He wasn't doing so good because he had the poops. I was wondering if that's the reason we were off last week. Did the boss have the poops last week or what?
Yeah, what happened last week? I think Jeremy had the shits. In fact, I think he was still sick. You know, He had a, it just like, just didn't work out, all right, man?
It happened.
So what do you want me to tell you?
It does happen.
Wanted to be here, but I mean, shit, you know? Exactly. You didn't even call me all week. I didn't talk to you.
Well, I thought we were on
I Hate Us.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, we're on I Hate Us, but tonight we're back live and we have Cool Skull and his pals that he met on the road, Graffiti Monster from Brooklyn. All right, welcome, guys.
Yeah.
And we also have Wiz Wars in studio. All right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
He joined us.
We're just going to get fucked up. Did you bring your Four Loco?
I'm bringing it right now.
He's got it in a Gatorade
It's in a Gatorade bottle.
And it looks like fucking Gatorade.
See, here's the trick.
It looks like it's G2.
Here's the trick. When you have to take public transportation and you don't want to deal with the bullshit, you put some Four Loco in a Gatorade bottle and you just get fucked up.
So aren't you not allowed to drink anything on the bus, though?
Yes,
well,
that's
the bus
true.
Maybe, but no.
the trains, they don't care.
There's no one to stop you.
Hmm. Yeah, no, like it is illegal, but they don't do anything about it.
I mean, there's like people doing drugs and fighting on.
So they're making Four Loco again because I thought they or did you like get like a
no? It's the non-caffeine version.
Okay, so, like, I thought maybe you had like a stockpile when you heard it was like going off the market. You're like, fuck, I
got boxes.
I'm just gonna buy cases in case and live out this for years.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be my move anyway. I wasn't really a Four Loco guy.
No? Cisco? You like Cisco, huh?
It's not too late.
I was more Strawberry Hill, you know, like keep it old school. Yeah.
I remember I went to see the Predators movie.
And
the
then
one,
you'd
the
wash your
one.
Vagina out
yeah.
afterwards?
And I drank a whole thing of the dragon fruit juice. Whoa, my reverb. There was reverb on there. Bring it back.
Reverb, I'm bringing back.
What
happened during Predator?
I went to see Predators, the new one.
Predator
the
versus
one with Adrian
Alien?
Brody. Yeah, it was Adrian Brody and the one that has like Lawrence Fishburne showing up, like all like
Predators
faded.
Plural. Oh, he gets, okay.
Yeah, and I drank it on. It was on juice when I saw that. It was a lot better.
So we have John and Mark. John and Mark from Brooklyn. What do you think of L.A., man? What do you think? You guys been here before?
Yeah, we think about it a lot.
Yeah, but do you think good things or bad things about it? Do you get hard when you think about L.A.? Because I do.
It's a boner party, sure. Yes.
Dude, that's like been an ongoing joke.
So how did you guys meet? Cool Skull and Graffiti Monsters met up in New York, right?
Well, actually, we're both on Data Thrash recordings.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Arnie Holder's label. And
maybe he can call in 800-893-9562 and say hello.
Yeah.
Calling Arnie.
All the way from what? Kentucky. That guy's in Kentucky.
Kentucky,
huh?
right.
Yeah.
So that's, he called in the first time he had one.
They do fried chicken and chip thrash in Kentucky now. That's pretty cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's really fucking cool.
Kentucky Fried Chip Thrash.
First time we
Kentucky
met fried Cool Skull, yeah. He was at our show in Brooklyn. We played Shea Stadium with a bunch of bros. And
Shea Stadium? That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and we were trashing the place. And then we saw this guy, and he had a big black eye. And I was like, who's this guy? His eyeball was all fucked up. It was like... Look like one of those like magic eyeballs that you shake and you like ask for the truth and it tells you. it was one of his eyes.
It was Shea Stadium in Brooklyn. It wasn't like the Shea Stadium.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't the Shea Stadium demolished?
I was just like it
wasn't the former home of a gay baseball team.
It was like CHEZ like Shea Stadium.
Czech Stadium.
Czech.
About LA though, actually. Cool Skull over here is our LA guide. And,
yeah.
Not like 20 minutes before coming over to the station. He's like, come on, guys, let's just run across the street. Everybody does it. And like, he bolts across and we're like kind of walking. Before we even like get into the street, a cop just shoots over.
Oh,
and,
shit.
Not to just blow him up like that.
Hey, come on, sorry, mom.
I got this cop to buy one of our vinyl.
We were talking about
that's pretty awesome.
It was awesome. Okay, so like they were giving me a citation. Thank God I did not get a ticket.
Wow.
But I was getting a citation.
Welcome to LA.
And then we were just talking casually with the cops. It was all cool. The guy was like, yeah, man, you know, just be careful next time, dog. It's all good. It was all like chill.
He said dog?
Huh?
Did he say dog, really? Like he's all trying to be cool with the kids?
But he was being cool with the kids.
No, oh, okay.
Nah, I'm not saying verbatim, he said.
Got me off.
Because like I was about to say, yeah, man.
Like, yo, just be
that
careful,
nigga.
Homie.
But he was like, oh, yeah, dog, what's up, fool? And then, no, but then he's like, yeah. And then these guys are starting talking to him. And then John's like, hey, you know, we're on tour, you know, and we got this record out. Like, oh, whoa, yeah, that's cool. Like, yeah, he got this, oh, cool, oh, like orange vinyl.
It turns out they weren't really cops, they were strippers. The ticket was real.
They were hypnotized by the art.
It said 15% off next visit. I don't know what it was talking about.
15% off.
So it's all about resources.
That's pretty. I'm gonna really bring it to life on the radio and talk about art, and your art, your album cover.
Yes,
it's pretty sexy. You got the
just a polar bear wearing like tight jeans.
Yeah, but he's got like a six pack. You don't really see like polar bears with six packs.
He's got a six pack. He's got abs for days, and he's got like this crazy jetpack that shoots missiles. And then behind it, it says polar bear, and there's like all these little seal skulls and blood everywhere. Well,
you know, I like it because the band is Graffiti Monsters, right? Yes. You guys do 8-bit like kind of punk rock songs and
that's
stuff,
correct.
Right?
Yeah.
And the artwork that's reminds me of like the bomber kind of artwork that you'd see on the trains and stuff in New York.
It's actually done by this one bro. His name is Jared. He's from Virginia, and he does bomb.
Oh,
shit
cool!
In Brooklyn.
Bombs,
yeah, man. And I understand you guys are gonna play some songs on the Game Boys and shit tonight, right?
Yeah.
All right. No, I can't fucking wait.
Yeah.
Not me.
Cool School has a fucking iPad now. This motherfucker, man. Everybody has a fucking iPad except cool me. Skull.
Yeah, I have an iPad now. But look at it. It's like all just.
It's all fucked up.
Okay. Okay. It still fucking does.
You know what
shit.
I want to talk about, though? This iPad, mm-hmm. I've taken it to Shea Stadium in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. I've taken it to 8 Static in Philadelphia. I've taken it to all these shows.
We played that show together.
Yeah, we actually played that show together. That was the first thing we did together in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And
at a yoga studio.
And it was at a yoga studio. It was hilarious.
I'm so glad they moved that.
They finally moved
that venue. There was like they were doing all the shows at this yoga studio, and like you had to be quiet after.
So the traveling iPad.
I was taking this iPad everywhere into mosh pits. I took it everywhere, and it never got destroyed at all. It was perfectly fine. But then I dropped it at Starbucks, and it got destroyed. And now half the screen does not work at all.
When your iPad was in the
it's now officially a destroyed.
When your iPad was in the mosh pit and it fell down, did everybody pick it up?
No, it never fell down. I just like had it. When you're in the mosh pit and you're like in a bunch of all these mean crust punks,
and they just keep pushing it in a circle.
Chick, man, relax. Yeah. Or hey, it's cool.
I like the guy who's standing in the middle with his arms crossed and shit. You know what I mean?
Just that cholo guy that's like the oldest or older than everyone is like. Yeah,
he's like monitoring it, making sure.
I now remember seeing some asshole with an iPad at a punk show. And I was like,
I'm
never
gonna
go on tour with one person. It's gonna be that kid.
Because one, I saw you had like put up pictures of your face, and you had like a giant black eye and stuff.
Yeah, I had that on.
And
my
like
Instagram.
Somebody, like that was like the first day you were there, right? You're like, I'm gonna go to New York. It's gonna be so fun. It's gonna be great.
I flew into Massachusetts. I played a show in Massachusetts, and the next day, or actually early that morning, I went in and I performed that evening in Brooklyn, and I got the black eye that night.
Anybody know what area code is 518? I'm guessing that might be a Kentucky area code. Am I right? Caller, you're on the air with Cool School and Graffiti Monsters. All right, welcome.
Hello? 518 is actually the Albany area. And this
okay.
Is,
Chad!
What's up, guys?
Chad, what's up, dude? Yes, this guy has a Cool School tattoo.
Sorry, Holmes, I'm not from 518.
Wow.
This guy literally has a Cool School upstate tattoo right here on his
wall. Really?
Yeah. What's up, Chad? How you doing?
Got someone to do a tattoo?
Yeah, he did. Chad, this.
I want to.
Chad, what's going on? It's Todd there.
Sorry. This is Optimus Chad calling, and I'm going to challenge Mark DiNardo to a steel chair wrestling match at Blitzfest.
I accept.
Ooh. Oh, it's on, motherfucker.
I challenge you to a board breaking demo following that.
I'm looking at this guy,
match.
Man. You know what? I think you fucked up, man. A steel chair match? Wow.
Whatever. he was a professional wrestler, right?
So yeah, Chad is like a bodybuilder, and okay. He's like really ripped.
Wow. Well,
that's okay. I'm a black belt. I can handle it.
Oh, shit.
Do I get to bring my weapons? No? Yes?
So guys from like.
I only know how to fake hit people. I don't know if I can do the real stuff.
Okay.
Are you like a stunt guy or something, Chad, or what?
No.
What do you mean, like, all you know how to do is fake hit people?
Professional wrestle.
Really?
Were you
in WWE?
That kind of style, I never got that far, but yeah.
So what was your wrestler name, and like, what was your, like, your patented move, and what was like the character?
Yeah, tell us all about it.
My name was blue streaks. I used to wear this really shitty blue mask. And
that's cool.
I was just envisioning the stripper cop again for some reason. I don't know.
These guys are laughing at you, but I think it's cool, and I'm like offended that they're laughing.
Chad, are you?
I want to be the blue streak.
Are you by chance an Owen Hart fan?
A what fan?
Owen Hart.
Owen Hart.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely for sure.
Did that influence your choice in character at all?
No, I'm a big Mexican wrestling fan, Lucha Libre style.
Yeah,
nice.
Real
sweet.
Flying
camel.
So that was what made me want to put a mask on.
Nice.
Hey, so what happened, man? Why did you quit doing professional wrestling?
In the New York area, it's kind of filled with a lot of prima donna type crap.
Yeah.
A lot of divas, believe it or not. It's very
you take it back, man.
It's almost like beauty pageant type shit. You got a lot of guys that'll do stuff to your equipment and whatnot and do stuff to you. What? And
say equipment, do you mean your cock and balls or
salad toss?
God, no, that's always with me. But no, your tights and shit, they'll cut holes in it. And,
really?
You know, I've heard some really weird
stories. One nut falls out and stuff? That's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
That'd be cool if they cut the nut part of your tights and you just have to do wrestling with your nuts.
Yeah, fuck, you should do that anyway.
What's your special move?
That's a pretty good.
Yeah, what's your finishing move?
Yeah,
is it anything similar to
My finisher was the Famouser. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Billy Gunn.
The Famouser?
The Famouser.
Yeah.
It's a leg drop on top of somebody's neck.
Nice.
Oh, that's like a Hulkster move, right?
Only they're bent over. No way to not make anything sound gay right now, so I'm just going to go for it.
You should just drop your nuts right on their face and stuff.
Have you ever watched have you ever watched video of wrestling like in reverse? It looks like
slow down.
It looks like two guys trying to not have sex with each other.
Yeah, fine, man. Yeah.
You know, my little brother was into wrestling at school. He was coming.
Which one?
Competitive wrestling.
Reverse. Yes.
Emilio.
Oh, really?
He's hard.
Yeah, I can see Emilio kicking some ass.
Emilio can kick some ass. Emilio's hardcore about it.
Emilio's as tall as Juan, which if people don't know, Juan's 6'3".
Yeah.
You know, Emilio's 6'2", and I'm 6'3 and a half. So,
but
yeah,
I mean, I wouldn't...
But no, it's the same.
I wouldn't fuck with those two. Christian and Javier, I could probably take.
No, Christian has B-boy muscles. He's got a B-boy body. He has six-pack yeah. and muscles.
Oh, that's hot, man. Hold on, let me take my dick out right now.
Christian,
hard right now.
Christian is awesome.
It's worth noting that Juan's family is all really talented.
I got a skinny guy, little roll thing going on.
Oh, man, you don't know anything about being fat, brother.
I'm not fat, but in comparison to my ripped brothers,
do I need to whip out my belly, Juan?
I hate when skinny people go, "Oh, I'm fat." Too, and they get
I said a little skinny guy.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about, Vince. I look at you and I'm like, you're doing pretty good over there.
Thanks, man.
I wish I was that.
Thanks, man. Thanks, dude.
Is it a wrestling match?
Yeah, I'm hot. You know. Hey, hey guys, let's get into the music, man. We're gonna have some 8-bit music. We have some songs coming up, and let's take a break and play a couple songs. We got a Graffiti Monsters song coming up in the next set, and we'll be back with Cool Skull and Graffiti Monsters from Brooklyn, New York on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Yeah, you get down with the sickness.
You got no right, bitch! Hold up! Hold the fuck up, ho! You got no right, bitch!
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting international downtown Los Angeles on Skid Row.
Tell you how to act. I look at you when you're in a fucking dress.
what's happening? This is Kiki from East LA coming live to you from Las Vegas, and you're listening to More Music Radio Pod.
This is Adam Papp again. Call in to the More Music Radio Pod at 800-893-9562.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. All right. We are here with Cool Skull and Graffiti Monsters.
And Wizworth.
And Wizworth's here. But Wizworth, you're just here. You're just, well, you're a guest, but you're just hanging out.
I'm
he's presiding.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just
he's kind of like a chaperone.
I'm on the host of the table.
Nobody starts making out with each other. Nothing weird goes down.
Yeah,
the chaperone's got Four Loko in a Gatorade bottle.
No, that Four Loko is all in my belly right now.
True story. Hey, you got to finish that off.
Make a dance for us. Make him dance. We have a dancer in the house.
Yeah, so we just heard Graffiti Monster's song, Fox Grape. And, is that Fox Grapes?
Yeah, plural.
Okay, I forgot the S.
It's okay, that happens.
Is that a character or something?
Fox Grapes is a character on the cover of our
cool
7-inch
yeah.
record.
What are his powers? Like, what can he do? I know he's wearing purple tights.
Good question.
Well, he's wearing purple tights. Mm-hmm. He's got these, like, interesting manga gauntlets that he like smashes polar bear to bits with when he punches
polar bear
him.
Is his enemy, right?
Yeah, it's kind of his nemesis, and if he punches him in the face, he like splits his face in like four different ways, as you can see in the cover.
Wow, that insert is awesome, man. So we were talking earlier about the polar bear.
You're showing us your 7-inch and
it's actually 10 inches, but this is my 7-inch record. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry. I thought we were just talking about the circumference around it, but anyway. Please put that thing away. By the way, it smells real bad.
Sorry,
fucking
tour.
Stinks.
Tour.
You gotta wash
pull
that thing out.
Pull it back and clean it, bitch.
Pull the skin back, man. Get the fucking feto cheese out.
Do it.
Yeah, man. That's nice, man. It's a 7-inch. 7 inches are really expensive to do, man. That set you back a lot of money, or
we did this through Data Thrash.
Oh, okay.
Through Data Thrash.
So you didn't have to pay for
them. Not directly, no. We did with our time.
So this, what's the name of the 7-inch?
It's Fox Grapes.
Fox Grapes?
Yes.
Fox Grapes is a single, and then Polar Bear is the B-side.
And you should all buy it because it's great.
It is great. Thank you, sir.
And I did.
Yeah, you should buy it just for the artwork, even if you don't like music.
No, like the artwork is really
amazing. Hey, whatever.
Like basically, we're like curating. We're curating like our friend Jared Bowditch's art because he's like really awesome, and we like his stuff.
It's some really cool, like at least just a poster. Like it's cool to have.
Yeah, yeah.
You can totally put this up on your wall.
I agree.
You know, smoke whatever you're.
And it's also orange vinyl. It's orange vinyl, which is really cool.
Orange vinyl is always better than black vinyl.
Yeah.
Race. So, hey, guys, tell us about the chip music scene and how you guys got into it. I mean, did you guys start off playing punk rock music or what?
I mean, I started off going to punk rock shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I saw Minor Threat and DRI and Sick of It All.
Mm-hmm.
Like Gorilla Biscuits.
And John's seen Lightning Bolt a collection of times.
All that shit early on. And then like...
wow.
Then like... and then like John and I are like, we're both in Brooklyn. So we're like down with like the Brooklyn punks and DIY scene there. And
mm-hmm.
John is like down with like Jersey.
I am of and in New
OGs,
Jersey.
OG like punks from there.
I don't know if you know Roll Call, Queen Latifah, Frank Sinatra, Zach Braff.
Wake up.
Zach Braff.
all the big Jersey.
Garden State.
Mm-hmm. Joe Piscopo. Yeah, I know.
So yeah, John and actually our other bandmate, James, we're a three-piece. We started up playing as Graffiti Monsters as a three-piece last year, and it's been going really well.
Is this your first band that you guys have been in, or you guys?
First band together, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
What up with the chip music? How'd you guys get into that, and how'd you meet Cool Skull? And like, because it, like in LA, Juan Cool Skull was telling me that the scene is kind of a small, kind of growing kind of scene over here. But I understand that there's like a yearly festival, Blip Fest or something that goes on over there. Yeah, you guys are always excited about.
Blip is an international festival that's happening in New York City this summer, and they actually have like events in Europe and
Tokyo,
also Tokyo,
and, Australia,
fucking Australia.
So you guys are all going to that or what?
We're gonna play the one in New York.
Yeah, Graffiti Monsters and Wiz Wars are both playing it.
Yeah,
Blip Fest New York.
It's gonna be rad. We're playing the same day. We're both playing.
That's right. I get to see you guys.
This is official. Is this official?
Oh,
yeah,
shit, shut up. We're not supposed to say that.
Oh, man, the thousands of people are going to snitch on you. Right now.
Oh, yeah, the schedule's not released yet.
Yeah,
no, but the lineup is released. So you should go to Blip Fest if you're in New York to see.
Let's just say you might want to go to Blip Festival on Saturday.
Dr. Von Pnock, Shitbird. Oh, my God, it's going to be so good.
Saturday might be the day you'd want to go.
And I'm going to be home jacking off.
Chip Thrash.
What else is new?
We were talking about this. Juan and I were talking about this on the way over here. We were like saying like, trying to draw distinctions between like chip mm-hmm. thrash,
right?
Chiptune,
right?
Chips.
I mean, like chip. I used.
Let me know because I'm just learning here.
I like
guys.
Calling it ape, but it's like it is chip. A lot of people call it chip.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's like,
technically not 8-bit. Technically, Game Boy
is 4-bit.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay.
And four channels of 4-bit, so it's technically 16-bit.
That's not true. It doesn't work like that. 16-bit is like Super Nintendo, son.
It's like sampling.
Learn your shit.
Yeah, we were discussing this.
But the full sound is...
I think all the chicks fucking left LA right now.
How's the chip work, guys?
Hey, James, it's all right. I'm still here.
It's four channels, and it's multiplied by four. So that becomes 16.
Carrie, you lying. There are no women left in Los Angeles.
Shut up, Vince. You're not my friend anymore.
He just turned off his mic.
Hey, so there are, I mean, so what's the scene like? Are there like a lot of, so it's mostly dudes that go to the chip thing, right? But are there like hot chicks?
There are chip chicks.
Because like I noticed like on G4 and stuff,
question,
like
right?
video game shows and stuff
Attack
like that.
Of the Show?
They always got like these kind of like, for that show, they'd be like the hottest chick ever, you know what I mean? But like in real life, it's just kind of like the nerdy chick that you wouldn't pay no mind and stuff. But like everybody's like taking out their boners and stuff and playing with them, you know, watching the G4. So like what is, do you guys get like a lot of punan out of this? Or
every
what?
Girl I've ever seen at a chip show is a girl that I personally would have mm-hmm. boned.
That's nice. I think
Kevin said that.
I think more girls per capita probably dance to chip thrash over chip tune.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, no. I've actually, I don't know. I've never performed chip tune mm-hmm. per se.
Chip thrash,
but
tune.
To be honest, every girl that I've met at a chip show is like cool and gorgeous mm-hmm. and like awesome. Like, that's just period. Like, this
true. I agree.
Like, Chunky Butt Funkies or like.
And no, every single girl's like
down
awesome.
To clown.
Every down to earth.
Like, DTB.
What does that mean?
Down to clown.
Use your sick imagination.
No, I don't want to use it.
I'm not as dirty as these assholes.
Juan's a good Christian.
Shut up.
Yeah,
but
man,
but I don't know. I just think it's cool. Like you know, like, the girls that I've met are top notch.
Mm-hmm. And our favorite girl chip artist, so we don't know anything about chip music or chip thrash or whatever, what the difference is. But we like that Wet Mango song, and Kevin always says that.
Wet Mango is the motherfucking queen of chip thrash.
That's my big sister.
That song made me horny. Not me?
Yeah.
Wet Mango is the queen of chip thrash. She is the shit.
Yeah, no, okay, so what happened was originally, historically, technically, I like coined the term chip thrash.
Oh, so you're the one?
With my album Fresh Meat. And but then a month or two later or whatever, there was a show in LA that Christina, Wet Mango and Basic, they put together, and Wet Mango called it LA Chip Thrash.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her about it, like, oh, did you call it that? Because like my album was released with the style Chip Thrash or whatever. She's like, oh, I didn't even know. And she just came up with the term on her own.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a flyer of a chick that like is like bleeding from her nose, holding a Game Boy, and it says LA Chip Thrash, and it says like Cool Skull and Basic and WMX.
Same idea at the same
time. Yeah, the same idea at the same time. So technically, like, I guess, like, I'm shown on the internet using that term before, whatever, but like, we had the idea at the same time. So that word is just like felt like right.
You should copyright it. And if anybody says it, you should sue them.
Yeah.
All their money.
Just every time someone says chip thrash, they got to give Juan $5.
Watch the guys from Crystal Castles start saying chip thrash, and then it'll be like, hey.
Fucking thieves.
Yeah. No, because to be honest, when I first started, like, I was looking on Google to see if there was anything about chip thrash, and there was some article about the Crystal Castles, and like some guy like wrote something about like there have been many styles in chiptune, including XYZ, and chip thrash was named. And I was like, and there's like a picture of Crystal Castles. I'm like, man, I hope they don't get associated with chip thrash.
So, like, what are the styles of the chip music, of the electronic music that you make for video game consoles?
Chip music?
It's hard to categorize. I want to know because everybody always goes, oh, no, man, that's chiptune. Oh, no, that's chip thrash. Oh, that's way more just 8-bit music.
That's all a bunch of bullshit. It's important to remember at all times that chip music, chiptune, whatever you want to call it, is not a genre.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a way of making music. You can make rock. You can make metal. You can make jazz. You can make rap. You can make whatever the fuck you want. Mm-hmm. We call our music chip thrash.
Fuck yeah, homie.
It's not a genre. We call it chip thrash because it's to differentiate the fact that we're making music specifically to make people thrash. We want to make music that makes people fucking mosh.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, to fucking punch each other in the face. You know, we're not doing this dance shit. We're not doing anything else. It's not a genre.
Yeah. Or like Craig Ferguson says, when he got into punk music, it was because he said it sounded like fighting music.
Exactly.
You know, he was like
that guy talks funny.
Middle school. He was like, oh, I went to my friend's house and they had the Damned Shake It. Damn it, what's it called? That Mash It Up. And he's like, oh, yeah, and I listened to that, and I thought, oh, it sounds like fighting.
And I love the dance.
See, that's what I think.
And then the Kennedys music. With Jello Biafra came out. It was crazy, and I loved it.
I love the energy. I love thrashing. Like, to me, thrash is like a verb. Like,
exactly. Yeah.
And I
like
that.
That's because you're only 20 years old. When you're 35 and shit, like me, you're going to be really tired. You're going to be like chip chill music or something like that.
Hey, man, I don't know.
Chip lounge.
Chill.
Chip and actually, so the thing is, of all of us, even of all of us, Mark is actually gone.
Chip nap.
That's
what happened.
No, you guys fighting? He's gone down in the scene. He's an OG.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
We're like chip beef over here. Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's all this guy. This guy gets angry when you ask him about chip stuff. Yeah, you're like, you got this rage.
Well, that's because we're 8-bit.
That's very different. Like last year, and in all honesty, like I was like not doing this anymore. I was actually in another band. We were like playing metal music, two guitars. Like,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we're in a band called Fables, and it's like, if it wasn't for John coming up to me and saying, "Hey, you know, that's a good band. I'd like to play in that. Like, do you want to start jamming?" And I'm like, that's "Yeah, cool. Sure." Yeah, it's like I
So it was not. There was not enough for me. There was not enough reason to be a part of this community prior to Youngbloods like Juan showing up, or like Wiz War showing up, or Arnie, who's a supporter. Like really,
Mark is 80 years old. If you can't tell from his
800 years old.
By the way, he's talking. Like, I think that's why I identify with him.
It's fucking ridiculous. Like,
that's his cane.
You know, 90s dance music happening in the genre. And like, what I always say about it is that it is a tool. Like, you can write whatever you want with it. You can write like ice cream truck music, or you can like, or you could like, you know, write metal or thrash with it. Like, it doesn't really matter. I just was incredibly astonished by the avalanche of the same type of music that occurs with it, and you know, which is fine.
So, do you play the live guitar? So you're like more the
live guitar. I play guitar.
Yeah,
electric guitar.
Yeah. Dang, man, you're really hard on everybody. You're fucking like attacking Juan because
the unnecessary
something.
Use of articles.
And then
like,
you're like, "Hey, man, get it straight. There's no chip things. I don't want to talk about that." You know?
No, it's just
you're like,
it's,
"Hey, man, get
it's
it straight."
It's not a hate thing. It's like it's just
we
a matter
discuss
of
no music topics.
You see, guys, when you get old, you get grumpy. This is what happens. You know? So enjoy the just that everything's
enjoy
cool. You know? Yeah, enjoy your life because things suck later.
I think
that's not true.
I think we're all kind of tired too. We've all been driving really long.
Oh yeah,
I
was the only one driving.
Yeah.
This guy's on top of everything.
That's
like,
true.
I'm
an idiot. No. But yeah, no. Like we've been on the road and he's been driving and
they've been busting my balls.
Yeah, he's been.
You're
every
the one. Are you the one that's
minute.
In charge? Are you the one that's kind of like in charge of the group?
He's
and
the
stuff?
Captain.
I don't want to be in charge of these guys.
Mark, I'm hungry.
How long have you guys been on tour?
Like 4 days.
So just a, it's like, just a
Saturday, Sunday.
It's just like a week long thing, or how long are you guys out?
We're out here for a couple of days. We love California, so. And J Flo has never been like to some of these spots we've been to.
J Flo is John.
J Flo is John.
L.A., but you know, Northern California. That was the first for me. San Francisco.
Santa Cruz is amazing.
Santa Cruz is very nice. Surprising, the scenes out there were. I feel like, you know, I never heard of them before, but you know, Santa Cruz. What do you
yeah.
But they exist, which is
who
cool.
Who cares about Santa Cruz?
Hey, Juan, come on, dude.
No, but the homies at the homies at Story House are really cool.
I want you guys
really
to fight.
Cool.
So I can watch it. And...
No, but Mark, you guys will all vouch for me. The
just
homies
out
at,
a video
at,
camera.
At Santa Cruz are all cool. Mark's played at Story House before. And...
We played at another, it was on Story, but it was a different Story House.
Oh.
With Graffiti Monsters in 2009, we played there, yeah. But it was like just down the street. It was like the same kind of vibe.
Yeah, and they've been really, they were really nice, really sweet, and really cool people. And I hope to go back to Santa Cruz sometime.
Yeah, actually, at the top of the show, we played a Cool Skull song. You played live a couple days ago or something.
Yeah, that was at the show in San Francisco with P-Lander Z. That was a great opportunity to play with P-Lander Z. Those guys are
they know how to put on a
so
show.
Awesome. They
so
know
hard.
How to
perform.
What was the how was the crowd
so
situation?
Hard.
Did you guys sell
what?
Out?
The crowd situation was packed.
No, that's what I mean.
I don't know if they sold out, but it was definitely like
because Onomatoguchi will sell out the DNA Lounge, and like I'd figure P-Lander Z is as big.
Yeah, well, I guess they're as big. I don't know if they sold out or not, but it was pretty.
I don't
packed.
Know if we did a gooch. I don't know if we did. But...
We didn't pull a gooch.
this show was not a gooch, but it was. But it was
just like did Voldemort. Who did that? Who said that?
No, because I remember Luke posted on Facebook of the. From Onomatoguchi, he posted up a picture of the DNA Lounge when they were there, and it was so packed.
When I played there was like 30 like... people.
Yeah, it's crazy. No,
that's real.
When I played there, when I played, it was like early, and then I guess like it wasn't packed when I was there.
So where's the DNA
really
Lounge?
Excited. That was in San Francisco on 11th.
This is amazing.
It was great.
It was right out of like a Skid Row or Motley Crue video. It was like just
no, yeah. It was like
there was lots of smoke.
Did you guys go to Butter
lights.
Afterwards?
Oh, what
wet,
you
the
know
wet,
about
wet
butter?
Streets and steam.
Yeah, everybody
they
coming
deep
in
your
nowhere.
Shirt over there.
Everybody definitely got wet.
They fucking served like what, like SpaghettiOs and shit.
Well, apparently, according to all the security guards that I ended up hanging out with from DNA, they were like, "Yeah, bring anything to Butter. They'll deep fry it."
Like,
okay, man.
Shit.
What? Welcome to San Francisco, baby.
Butter is the shit. It's like the best. White trash bar ever.
We
will deep fry your bowling ball.
I actually, that's a little different from San Francisco. Usually they don't, you know, they're not into like Do you want to go to Butters?
They want the health food, you know.
I went there and they were. I watched Bud Melvin and Star Paws dance to a bunch of like MC Hammer and shit.
My boy Bud, Bud Melvin. I used to kick it in Chicago.
Are you talking like Larry Bud Melvin?
Yeah, I was gonna say like Barry.
Mustache.
Yeah, from
he used to live in Chicago, and that's that was like he was like one of the first pros that I like played. Like,
damn, Mark is old. Yeah. Larry Bud Melvin's like
He died 20 years ago.
I'm just kidding.
Mark.
I'm just kidding.
It's okay. These guys are old too.
Yeah, we're old. We got this show when Marconi invented the radio. We're like, yeah, hook us up with that.
Yeah, you should see our pubic hairs. They're like pepper hair.
Let's just say they started the Mormons when I was under 10.
We started the Mormons. We were swimming around your daddy's balls. Well, hey, man, so you guys are going to play some music for us, right? You guys all set up? You guys ready to go?
No, you're not going to play any music?
No, we're not going to play music.
Well, because they have a full band set up, and it's just
we're a live band,
complicated
man.
To bring.
Yeah.
You mean I got to talk to you guys some more? Fuck.
We can talk more.
Oh, you guys didn't match our rider.
Oh, God.
Get our backline ready.
We wanted. Rider. Yeah, we wanted the
38 piece.
Yeah, because I noticed you guys just have your iPhones, but no Game Boys, you know? Hey, Wizwars, did you bring your Game Boy, man?
It's because we don't like to talk to each other.
I thought about it, but I didn't want to be pretentious because I'm not a guest, so I didn't want to end up having to play because I'd feel like a dick.
No, well, that's cool. I mean, there's a lot of things happening in the news. I mean, what do you guys all read the paper? Did you hear about the Obama and him?
Yeah, Obama's totally down with the gays now.
Totally down.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
He's down with the brown.
I'm just gonna say that one little fucking press conference that got that motherfucker my vote right there. So
respect.
And he also got rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. He got the ball rolling a little bit for the health care.
I wish they'd focus on some real issues, like everything that Occupy's pissed at, but. Mm-hmm. With the fucking conservatives being all up in everyone's bedrooms and shit, it's kind of nice that Obama's coming in and addressing that and, like, you know.
You know, I know he smokes weed, too. I mean, I just know it. I know he, takes a couple of
cigarettes. I don't care
about political sides or, like, being on a political side. But I don't care. But, like, it would be so cool to see Obama do, like, some sort of speech with a bong. That would be awesome with a bong. Like,
I'm out.
I'd be like, you know what,
Barack Obonga.
Barack Obonga.
Yo, you like president? You should change your like name.
Then I would be like, you know what, America rules.
You know what? I'd like to see him. I'd like to see him like start pop locking and shit, but like feel good, you know.
I don't even smoke weed, but I think that'd be
cool.
Wait
a second. Didn't Obama like rip on? Didn't he rip on Newt Gingrich? He's like, nice try.
What?
I heard during his talk, he was ripping on Newt Gingrich. He's like, yeah. You still got a chance.
Well, did you guys hear today that...
He's like, hope.
That there was some shit released about Mitt Romney when he was in fucking high school.
Oh, he
shaved some gay dude's head.
He was as bad as
the fucking typical bully you see in those high school movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Horrible. Still, it's either going to be...
He's like a real Billy Zabka.
He was in Cobra Kai when he was when he was in high school.
That's no good.
I think Romney's wife published a book on like manners for children.
Her life as a whore.
Introduction was that Penn State guy who got arrested.
Oh, that's awesome.
My God.
Yeah, he was like... Super touching? Mr. Super Touch, I believe his name was.
You guys got to talk about Super Touch. Talk about what that is.
What the actual definition?
What is Super Touch?
Super Touch is a tour definition. It means that somebody has something and they have it, and then they give it to somebody else and they have it. But it's not an STD. It's usually like applies to objects like beer bottles, cigarettes.
What is Super Touch?
Super Touch is that
if I were to be smoking this cigarette right here. And a friend came over and said, "Oh, I'd like a sip of that cigarette." And they take a sip. And then a third friend comes. And that's three people sipping the cigarette, which makes the cigarette itself a super touch.
Super touch.
Yeah. So it's
never heard anybody say, "Take a sip of my cigarette."
Where the hell you been?
Obviously not in New Jersey.
I'm old.
Woo! And I'm sure they're feeling quite happy about that.
Well, hey guys, speaking of
New Jersey,
let's go take
this.
A super touch of some weed or something. I don't know, man. Let's play a couple songs, and when we get back, we'll talk some more with Cool Skull and Graffiti Monsters on the More Music Radio Pod. All
right, we're gonna do that.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Checkers are next.
www.skidrow.la. Are you FAA or FCC?
We're DIY.
DIY? What's that mean?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself. We'll be right back.
Is it rolling? Is it rolling? You're not wait. Are you wasting tape? Hi, are you wasting tape? Hi, this is Dino Stamatopoulos wasting precious audio tape, saying, listen to the Skid Row Radio podcast. Do I say radio? Is this radio? Yeah, I'm never going to remember that. Hi, this is Dino Stamatopoulos, and you're listening to, edit together, the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la. Did they edit that together well? Perfect.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod.
Yeah, I think Mark went outside to go get his shoes.
Yeah.
He
left his shoes off.
Yeah, there was
there's glass all over Los Angeles, so if you walk around, you will need shoes, because you're going to step on a bunch of fucking glass and nails and shit. Like, what the fuck? Put some shoes on, man. So, these guys are going to, they'll be back. They're downstairs having a cigarette, and, we are going to hear.
It's time to talk.
You know what, man? Like, I was like kind of like a little sad. I was sitting in the corner a little bit, and I was like, and Juan is all, "Hey, man, what's the matter?" And I'm like, "Well, you know, I was really looking forward to you guys playing some
things
songs.
Just
man.
Aren't the way I thought they'd be."
He said, "I really wanted to hear you play music."
So, Cool Skull brought his Game Boy, and he's gonna play some songs right now.
I'm gonna film it, so it's gonna be on YouTube.
Yeah.
Boom.
Let's show them how we do it in L.A., man. We bring our Game Boys to shows and we play music.
I'm going
to
talk about this song a little bit. I wrote it when I was going through some regular times of my life.
Yeah?
Actually, I didn't want to release it. I didn't want to perform it. And I didn't put it into a song because I was like, I don't want to play this song.
Okay.
It's kind of silly. But then I finally did it, and I performed it live, and I released it on Bandcamp, and it's been, like, the most popular song on that album. And and everyone, like, is like, dude, play that song. That song's awesome.
Is it called Shit in My Pants?
No, it's called I Don't Need a Girlfriend. And I guess everyone likes
it. It's called I Don't Need a Girlfriend?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's his best song yet.
It's opening up my homosexuality.
All right, man. We got some live LA chip thrash. I hope I said it right. I said the right scene.
Real Los Angeles chip thrash.
Real Los Angeles chip thrash.
That's our scene.
From Cool Skull live on the More Music Radio Pod. Take it away, man.
All right, hold on. I got to time this right.
All right.
Yeah, here you go.
I don't need a girlfriend to stay here by my side. I don't need a girlfriend to tell me it's all right. I don't need a girlfriend to be on my rocky road. I don't need a girlfriend because that shit's all. I don't need a girlfriend. I don't need nobody to hold. I don't need a girlfriend to stay by my house. I don't need a girlfriend to check out in my house. Need a girlfriend to sit here and grow old. I don't need a girlfriend because that shit's all gone. I don't need a girlfriend. I don't need a one. I don't need a girlfriend. But I can't delete my OKCupid account. A girlfriend to stay here by my side. I don't need a girlfriend to tell me it's alright. I don't need a girlfriend. I don't need a one. I don't need a girlfriend. That shit's too old. Get down. This is where we get funky. Start shaking our booty a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I don't need that girlfriend. I don't need a girlfriend. I don't need a girlfriend. I don't need a girlfriend.
leg of the bread. Girlfriend, don't no one to tell me it's all right.
Yeah.
That was right, cool school.
Man. Cool school, man.
More music radio pod.
Hell yeah, man. You got another one in that motherfucker or what, man?
Hell sunshine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. So we were at Story's house in Santa Cruz, and I played this one, and everyone was singing along because everyone knows this. So my friend from New York, we always like, she always like sends me the song "You Are My Sunshine" in the morning. I'm like, aww, like, aww,
oh, how
you're
cute.
My sunshine. I'm like, aww. My friend Jess,
yeah.
She's like the coolest, and and then so I'm like, okay, like I love that song, you know, like so why don't I cover it, you know? So like, I covered it because I had nothing better to do while I was like on the Greyhound. And so I figured it out and put it on the Game Boy.
Cool.
And then, at Story's house, like, everyone was singing along, and it was really, really fun. So I want to write more songs that people can sing along to. I like that.
Maybe Graffiti Monster has one that they request. Do you like the I Love My Sunshine? I Am My Sunshine? I'm getting drunk right now.
You're my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me
okay. All right, so go for it, man. Bust
that's exactly how it
I love
sounds.
This shit. Fucking love this shit.
You can do it real time.
Nom, 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 nom. Sunshine! You are my sunshine! You make me happy! What's going so great? Make me happy. Oh, baby, don't take my sunshine away. Sunshine, you are my sunshine. Be happy when I am down. Oh, baby, don't take my sunshine. Don't take my sunshine out of town. Sunshine, you are my sunshine. Be happy when I am down. Don't take me away, my sunshine. Don't take my sunshine away. Oh, baby. What you day for?
Yeah, all right, man.
Yeah.
Hey, let Graffiti Monster borrow your Game Boy, Holmes.
So I have a personal request that we do whatever we have to do to get Graffiti Monster's gear up here to play at least one song.
Yeah, you guys got a lot of. You guys got a Game Boy, right?
We will come down with you and bring your drums up here. We do not give a fuck. This
smoke
has
you
to
out
happen.
Too. We'll smoke you out after.
Because
the show.
What's happening is we've got 48 minutes left in this show and we have nowhere near
we
enough
want
topics.
We want some Graffiti motherfucking monster and shit.
48 blocks away or what?
You know, the car is like 3 blocks down and down, so it's like 6 blocks technically.
Wow, man.
So here's what happens. You guys leave Juan here to talk, and then the 3 of us will go down, and we're going to go get the Graffiti Monster's gear.
Is that what you guys want? You guys down to play
a
song, man?
First of all, I was told that
you guys are being strong-armed.
I was just told the drum you have in the room. So
I was also told the drum kit wasn't able.
That's awesome.
To
let's fucking
here,
do so. This shit, man.
Yeah, are we not allowed to bring the drum kit?
Case boys. We're not going anywhere.
Hell yeah. All right. Is this happening? This is happening on the More Music Radio Pod. Yeah.
No, let's get if we can bring the whole drums up here, can we do that?
The whole drums? Oh, I don't know if the whole drums will fit in here.
We're gonna get like arrested by your police or harassing.
Yeah, we could you could do it with that thing, it's fine, you know, whatever.
Fucking oppression in this city.
Yeah. So right now, what we're trying to do, you guys, you listeners at home are listening on your smartphone in your car or whatever.
iHeartRadio.
We are trying to get Graffiti Monster to bust a couple of songs or something on the More Music Radio Pod live.
Slow it down a bit.
All right. See? Motherfucking liar. I knew you had a Game Boy, fool. Yeah. Hey, so
and
you
want to
plug them in right
back
there?
My headphones.
All right. Yeah. So, like, in the meantime, man, Wiz Wars, you are into chip music and 8-bit music or 16-bit music, whatever it is.
Just a little bit.
Hold yeah, man. So, 16-bit. So tell us, tell us about Graffiti Monster and all the up and coming like 8-bit and chip tune music and stuff that's coming up, man. Because you guys
records
are kind of like on the forefront of like a burgeoning scene, like it's getting bigger.
All of us artists that are in here right now are part of a label. I mean, called Data Thrash Recordings,
right?
And what we basically, I think, represent is the harder edge sound of chip music, the side of chip music that isn't just all based on dance music, and just all that happy bullshit that people do. Our music tends to be faster, a little harder. That's basically it.
I remember this one kid at a show called me the Darby Crash of chiptune, and I was like, yay, I love you. So that's basically like what I
just don't follow it through all the way, you know what I mean?
No, dude, that's why I'm clean. So
cool, man. So how's it coming along, man? Did we catch you guys off guard, or
we're fine?
Are you guys down?
Actually, what is it, that guy that called?
Some people really don't like that, but we just like get ready.
That guy, Chad Roos, that called in. He has an album on Data Thrash Records. He's called Optimist Chad.
Oh, cool.
And Data Thrash Records, I forget.
Data Thrash Records
the
is
album?
The shit. It's
where
called,
can you,
I
where
can't
can you
remember.
Find Data Thrash Records? DataThrashRecords.com?
Bandcamp.datathrash.com. That's the easiest way to find all the music.
Okay, so DataThrash.com is actually a site, and it'll show links to everything. But it's just, if you just go to the Bandcamp, it's easier, because that's where they have everything already listed.
That's all the music.
I've got like three albums on Data Thrash right now.
Hey, so what's going on with 8-Bit Collective? Because I went on there and people were like, oh man, that place sucks. Don't go on there.
That website's a big bag of dicks. You don't want to go.
Okay, and I will. And so for a long time, I was really into 8-Bit Collective back in the day.
Did you see the light?
And so everyone was ever telling me, no, man, go to chipmusic.org. That's the real place. And I was like, oh, I don't know, man. I'm going to stick to my 8-Bit Collective.
Yeah.
And then I met Tim, who's called Trash 80. Tim runs chipmusic.org, and he
Trashbo. Trashbo.
Yeah. Trashbo.
Trashbo.
Yes.
Yeah, and he was like, man, you can go to chipmusic.org. It's fine. And I'm like, all right. And then I found out that chipmusic.org is legit. They know what they're doing. It's all organized.
So that's where you go.
Yeah, so that's where you go. Chipmusic.org if you want to learn anything about chip
music. But the new website is going to be chipthrash.com.
Actually, chipthrash.com is a new site that is
yeah,
up.
Did you buy it?
Copyright.
God and Pants did. And but I have my new website is going to be on chipthrash.com/coolskull.
All right.
And so chipthrash.com is going to be the place to go. And it's going to have like Data Thrash is the official like Chip Thrash label. But Chip Thrash is like
also cool Skull and I are shooting a documentary about Chip Thrash this summer.
We're hoping it'll be like, because Reformat the Planet is like the main chiptune documentary. And we're hoping that our movie will be like the Harmony Korine's version of chip music.
That's the best description ever.
We want it to be really crazy.
We'll have like an interview with someone and then just a 10-minute shot of a dead animal rotting.
No, we don't want to get like on purposely like weird, but like the world like we live in is already pretty weird. So we'll just shoot like what's around.
Mm-hmm. You know, one time when I first met Juan, he said something to me that's always stuck with me. And he said, you know, in all his time spent in Los Angeles, he discovered that about 80% of the people that live in this city are just out of their fucking minds. And it's completely true. The people that live in LA, I mean, if you look at the homeless people, these people are just driven to fucking insanity.
Right. So, and those are the sane ones.
Yeah. So there's something about this place that surrounds us that like it drives people fucking literally insane.
Yeah.
The American dream.
And I remember one time like Harmony Korine was asked why he lives in like some like bum town in like Tennessee or something. Like some like messed up city out there, or and
He's from like Knoxville.
Or Knoxville or wherever he lives. Like, hey, you know, why do you live out there? And why don't you go to like, you know, Hollywood or somewhere where you can make movies and all that? He's like, I just want to be able to breathe in the evil. And I'm like, nice. I like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, and then I just like even reading about like Jesus, like, dude, like that guy was always just going to like bars and like hanging out with like all
Jesus
kinds of
was going to
people.
Bars.
No, he was always like hanging out with like crazy ass
I want
to
party with Jesus.
Like, dude, that guy was like
he do like a couple lines here and there, homies, but he wasn't hard into it.
All his
shit.
Homies were like hardcore, you know, like he wasn't just like
Jesus went to rave
amongst the crazy. Yeah, so I'm like, man,
the,
like
the teenagers,
like so, like crazy people are like where it's at. That's where you hang out because that's where like the sane people are amongst the crazy people.
Yeah.
Because they're not lying about being crazy.
Right.
The people that are, they're sane, they're just, they're, yeah. You know, they're crazy.
The people that you think are sane are lying that they're sane.
I'll be the first to admit that I'm 100% fucking insane.
But you're cool. It's cool. It's all right. So you guys ready to go? Is it working or?
Nah, I think we're still doing a signal check over here.
Yeah.
Signal check. Yeah. That thing on?
Where's it plugged into?
Is this thing up? Oh, okay.
Oh, I hear it.
There we go. Anyways. All right. So we are about to hear some Graffiti Monsters song.
Woo!
Here on the More Music Radio Pod. And I'm going to get another beer and get more drunk. All right.
All right. Yeah. More drunk.
Everybody, Graffiti Monsters on the More Music Radio Pod.
It's the More Drunk Radio Pod.
Hold up one sec.
With a djembe.
Let's have some more, man.
Play the title track from your new 7-inch.
How'd you guys feel about this new direction?
I liked it.
I'm loving it, man.
I dig it. I want it.
Yeah, that was Graffiti Monster.
What was the name of that song,
on
man?
More Music Radio.
They're going to do Fox
Crusher. Sure. Although, I do got to say, the other night at Story's house, this kid literally said, like, dude, that's like Lightning Bolt on a Game Boy.
That's a good comparison. They are kind of like lightning.
Like their live performance is like the craziest thing ever. Like Story's House was literally like one of the craziest shows.
We still haven't done any board breaking demos, but we're gonna do one next time. And when we meet up with Chad, we're gonna do professional wrestling, like we said.
Bone breaking demos.
There's gonna be that, yeah.
Hey, so how's the tour been in the last 4 days, man? How the shows been? How
everybody's
the people
been?
Really
been? Happy. It's been amazing.
Came back from Santa Cruz, and then you were in San Francisco before that, right?
Yeah, we went to Big Sur in between here and there.
Stopped at some hot springs.
Yeah.
Esalen Springs.
Does it smell like farts?
Yeah, it does smell like dog farts. pretty great.
But it's worth it, though. It feels good.
The stars, yeah.
It's lovely definitely. Out here in the West.
Yeah. We're grateful for Juan and Arnie and Wiz Wars and everybody being so supportive of our tour.
So you guys,
we're playing a couple more shows. We're playing in, yeah, we're playing Pico House on Saturday, and then we'll be back here to play McWorld on like around lunchtime.
I think I'm playing McWorld Sunday with you guys.
Apparently. Awesome. Nice.
Yeah, it's all
right. And then daytime show. We're doing a final party at Lot One.
It's just been announced.
On Sunday night.
Oh, cool, man.
Yeah, yeah. With Desiree. She put it together. Yeah,
awesome, Desiree, man.
The homie.
Oh, she's the shit. I didn't know she put that together. Yeah. That shit's awesome.
Yeah, man. You know, the Mormons, my band, we actually went on tour one time, and tour was kind of hard on us, man. It was like, you know, we had some good times and some bad times. This is perfect for this story.
This is perfect.
Please.
You know, it's sometimes, and it's like I wouldn't take it without the bad times. The good times and the bad times mixed together just made it the perfect time. We went out a month. We went to New York. We were in New York. We were in your hometown in 2005. We went down there. And John wasn't born yet, but Mark was alive because it was already probably 40.
And I was 400.
And when we were like, we commiserated back then how we were older. And we played CBGB's. We actually got to play that.
Oh, wow. You're that old that CBGB's was still standing.
Yeah, it was still there. Yeah, too. I think it was like its last year or something like that. Awesome. Yeah. They're, you know what? I heard they're opening up somewhere else, right?
No, yeah, what do you guys think about that?
Oh, are they?
Leather jackets.
The dude
isn't
died.
There supposed to be like a CBGB festival this year or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
The guy that owned it died. So I don't know what's going on with that.
You know, I was kind of excited to play it, but then somebody kind of burst my bubble when we went over there. There's like, you know what, man? CBGB's is kind of like playing the Roxy or the Whiskey or something. I'm like, ugh, get me out of here.
Or the smell.
But at least we did it, you know, whatever. We played in the lower part, in the basement part. It was cool. We were very drunk.
Man, I really fantasize about CBGB's because there's that video of Mindless Self-Indulgence playing Tornado at CBGB. 1998. I'm
like, oh! I just want to say this music sounds like Dragon Warrior on crack.
This is one of my songs, and I'm going to be applying to a video game. I work for a company named Pixel Jam.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we also have games through Adult Swim, their website. But this is going to be a game that's going to come out in probably 2013, 2014.
Awesome, man.
But it's like part of our Graffiti Monsters set.
Oh, so are they going to like buy it? They're like buying it off you, or is it just part of your
we share, man.
Yeah.
This is the future. Everyone should share everything.
It's co-opt.
2012, baby.
Sometimes I don't want to share your time, with sirs. People. I get their fingerprints on it.
I said, thank you for your time, sirs.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We're glad that you guys came out.
Well, all the vulgar talking. Nasty old people.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah,
very grateful.
We like to show the kids we can mix it up with them, you know. we can say dirty things.
Well, shit, man, you know what? That was really cool. Why don't we still got a couple more songs to play. In fact, we're going to play a Graffiti Monster song right now. We're going to play the B-side of your 7-inch. And we met Fox Grapes, and now we're going to meet Polar Bear. Okay, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Don't take this offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Oh! Jim Jones, I love you.
Skid Row, LA.
Hello, this is Rick Dees, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la. They're going all the way to number one.
Back to the More Music Radio Pod. We are here with Cool Skull and Graffiti Monsters, man. And I think we're about to squeeze out another song from Graffiti Monsters. We want some New York stuff.
Like the last bit of
you know, I'm born and raised in LA and shit, you know, whatever. I love LA and I love it. And I love LA Chip Thrash. I'm like totally into it. I'm totally down for it. I'll probably stab somebody for it sooner or later. I'm getting that into it. But I want to hear some New York 8-bit punk rock music. Remember what we're going to play? Are you guys going to play? All right, cool. We're going to get another song from Graffiti Monsters.
Let's give it to you.
Graffiti Monster.
Interesting.
Mark, hey, that was cool, man.
That was okay.
It's less
beer. Did you like it? Did you have fun?
Next time.
Yeah.
Did you have fun, man? Did you have fun, Mark?
It was amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, that was cool, man. I'm glad that you guys did a couple songs, man. I know you guys weren't prepared for it, you know, whatever. But, I mean, I think it sounds great when you just bust the shit out and just fucking lay your balls out on the table and just be like, hey, you know what? Here they are. They're
that's
right
one
here.
Of the things. That's one of the things that I like about this tour is very much like spontaneity, like amidst like all the planning. It's really fun.
And we're gonna hear another song from Cool Skull. So this is like what it sounds like on tour, right? With you guys, Cool Skull and Graffiti Monster.
Yeah, or Graffiti Monsters and Cool Skull or whatever. It's interchangeable.
Oh, okay. You don't want to, you're like embarrassed because I said you first or something?
No, it's just like, it's just like.
Okay, Graffiti matter. Monster with Cool Skull.
What song are you going to play for us, Juan?
That's right. Juan. This is an unreleased song called Bottom Feeder. Oh, man.
Oh, shit. You're doing like a sneak peek at what's coming up on the next Cool Skull album.
Yeah, you should do that song about zombies.
There are two versions of this song. One version is on the Game Boy, and it's been unreleased, but I think it performed it last night. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. But also, it's going to come out on my upcoming Split EP with Bubblegum Octopus, which a lot of people are anticipating. Mm. Like, I got, like, emails from a bunch of people, like, oh, when is that coming out? I'm like, yeah. And that one's produced by Bubblegum Octopus, so all the music and stuff that I wrote for that, he's, like, mastering it, so that's going to be really cool. And we recorded it in New Jersey, so that's going to be fun.
Is that going to be on Data Thrash?
That actually is going to be on Data Thrash.
All right.
Tambi and Aswell.
Right. And for all you Bubblegum Octopus fans that know, or for all of you that don't know, Bubblegum Octopus is not necessarily involved with the chip scene as much, but he's definitely heavily video game influenced, so I definitely consider him chip thrash.
Well, he played at Obsolete, the Los Angeles
He played at the LA Monthly thing, and he's an OG. He really is. He's 22 years old, but he was, like, doing so well on MySpace, like, way before, like, I was, like, barely learning about MySpace and all that. Like, this guy was, like, number one on the charts in MySpace back in the day. And he was, like, and he made it by accident. Like, he's like, oh, I make noise music, but here's some melodic stuff that I'm going to put up here for fun. And then, like, the power went out in his city for, like, 2 weeks, and he never got, like, on MySpace. And we logged back in. He had, like, 100 pages of friend requests.
Wow.
And, like, so he got really big really quick, like, through MySpace. So he's, like, a good close friend of mine, and we'll perform together next time we go out.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, Bubblegum Octopus.
Cool, all right.
And so this song is...
I'm going to chew him up and I'm going to blow a bubble.
Wait, hold on. Let me get the lyrics up on my iPad.
Then I'm going to swallow him and then he'll be in my intestines for 7 years.
Yeah.
You know?
So here we go. This song
like
is...
Like the bubblegums.
This song's called
there you go.
Bottom
Thanks,
Theater. Wait.
These are the jokes, folks.
We got the comedy up in here.
All right, Cool Skull, man. Another song from Cool Skull on the More Music Radio Podcast.
During Christmas, stole a plastic Santa, sat as a bong rip. Rip this, every time I bet you if you got a bull of raisin. Can't come trick, trick you, but that's not the same thing. Be like that, go right, just believe me, understand my heart. My mouth, I'm not a liar, don't speak it. What was that, I lost my eyes, they just looking so stuck in our God. Got up for sure in the dark, which I brought. Got up for sure in the deep slime, I'm frozen. Most magnificent when the things are closing. Back to the thing that I will ever know. That the left looks like sports and love to watch the video grow. Keep on my mind, ball with duct tape. Common concrete walls with a bloody scrape, scrape. I can't sit here alone, that it's just me. Got you, my key, my only stability. I walk around moping, pretend I'm all alone. But the bruises the town with more colored pants on. Body. You burn my skull. You burn my face off. You might have cried the room. I don't know not what I can. I'll prove it with my full facts. Not if I can. I don't have to die. I won't know either. I'll say that to you and every other air breather. I like that. That reality. Rock on me. Cause the lies are red. Don't believe what the lyrics call say. I'm the money, cause you can't go away. That is not what you owe, you money away. I won't count out there, how funny. Death is the biggest joke known to man. I'll prove it with my full flesh, laugh if I can.
Hey, Juan, play Ooze Rocker.
I don't have it.
Oh, what? Man, fuck!
That was actually, okay, quick story about that. That one was written on a ROM that was digital on my laptop. And then when I went to get my laptop replaced or repaired by Geek Squad, they deleted my hard drive.
I have it on my iPod. You can just sing over it.
You should have had Chuck do it.
That music makes me want to kill everybody. That's the soundtrack to the music when I shoot everybody in the head with my gun.
I mean this in the best way. I just imagine blast beats behind that track.
That's fucking bad, like, man.
Amazing way possible.
Pretty fucking crazy shit, man. I like that stuff, man.
Crazy.
Thank you. The actual, like, produced version with me and Bubblegum Octopus is actually way different. It sounds like a dark, like, hip-hop song, like Odd Future or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
So you got like a date when that's coming out?
No. Bubblegum Octopus is
so just wait by your computer.
So we're finishing it up. But we also I have two songs, two original songs, and he has two new original songs, and we both worked together on a song that we collaborated on, and so that's gonna be really cool when it comes out.
Oh, cool, man! Hell yeah, man. Hey, so what's up with Wiz Wars, man? You put out Game Boy Guts Fuck.
Yeah, hey. Yeah. I got a new EP out called Game Boy Guts Fuck, which is for any of you black metal fans, that's a reference to true Norwegian black metal mayhem.
Black people like metal too?
Yeah, apparently.
There's a couple.
No, you know, it's funny because black metal is actually really racist. But yeah, Game Boy Guts Fuck, it's like 7 tracks. It's a mixture of like a whole bunch of styles. Some of it's really hard. Some of it's all actually pretty really hard. But a fucking Cool Skull did some vocals on it. And that shit came out really good. Chad, who called us earlier, did vocals on 2 songs.
That's cool. You know what was funny about that is that Kevin emailed me and was like, hey, dude, I got this track. You should sing vocals on it. And I was on my iPad. I'm like, okay. So I took the song and I just played it and recorded it onto my iPad. I had it on my headphones and I was on the roof of McWorld. I was just hanging out and I was like, blah, 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 blah. I don't even know what I was singing.
There's only 2 lines in that song that have real lyrics. One is "We're rocking LSDJ," and another one is "Broken piece of glass in my brain."
and then
everything else is just gibberish.
And then I just gave him the WAV file and he just like chopped it up and so I'm like, whoa, like it's cool. See, that's it. That's the whole thing. Like, I want, I don't know, not that I want, but like it's just like my like mentality of just do it, you know, like, see, that's what I liked about what punk rock was, you know, as a kid. Like, I looked at it and I was like, man, like, these punkers are cool,
right?
Like, what makes them cool? Well, the fact that like the Sex Pistols, like, they stole all of their equipment. I mean, they just did what they could to get their stuff, right? You know, and they did it. I mean, like, we don't need to get into politics about Malcolm McLaren or anything like that, but the thing is, like, the real like key is about, like, you know, just like making what you want with what you have, you know. And I remember, like, if you guys ever saw It Might Get Loud in Here with Jimmy Page and The Edge and Jack White, they were like, oh man, we're all guitarists and we're rock stars, you know. and they were talking, it was a documentary about this, just jamming out. It's funny because, like, you see Jimmy Page and he's like, oh yes, Led Zeppelin was cool when it lasted, you know, like the history of Led
Hello,
Zeppelin.
Hello, love.
And then The Edge
Hello,
is like,
mate.
Yeah, so I'm from Dublin, Ireland, and I play guitar and then I use all of these effects pedals. And he was really cool. He's a great guy. But then you see Jack White, like, literally, like, get a hammer and a board and make a guitar, like, with an electrical
thing. I thought Jack White was a total douche in that movie.
Dude, so which one
I thought
was your
he was
favorite?
Just trying to be weird for the sake
Shut
of
up.
Being.
I thought he was just a total douche to
that,
begin with.
All I say, like, Jack White was the only part of that movie that was cool.
No. I love really? Jack White, but I thought in that movie he was just trying to be weird for the sake of being weird.
No, that's just who he is, man. It's, like, so cool. Like Jack White... For the White Stripes, he played with a plastic guitar.
No, that is cool.
That's
the
a
fucking
fact.
Like, under Blackpool Lights, the fucking White Stripes DVD is one of the best concert fucking DVDs around.
So I play this music, but all I listen to is like the White Stripes.
Yeah.
Like, the White Stripes are like my favorite thing in the whole world. Like, I think on here, like, all I listen to is like White Stripes, Mindless Self Indulgence, Primus, and like The Outward. Like, or something like that. Like, that's all I listen to. But Jack White's the G, because, I mean, all he's about is just, like, you know, making it. And he said one quote that I love in the movie, which is, technology doesn't do anything for the creative process. And it makes things easier, and it makes you be able to get home on time. But other than that, like, you still have to be creative. And in a way, he's right, because in reality, technology kind of makes creativity harder. You know what I mean? Like, you have to, like, to be original. Like, right. it makes things easier to do, yeah. But it makes it harder to make original things, you know? So, like, that's why, that's why I feel like, you know, the original chip scene was very remnant of what the chip music was out. Because, mm-hmm. like, I mean, that's just, like, what they had around. I'm not saying, like, they weren't being original, but that's just, like, what was there, you know? And they're great mm-hmm. musicians. I have no disrespect for that scene at all. Personally, I know people. I do talk shit at shows just because, like, I'm in the mood, and people have talked shit before. But I'm sorry. But in reality, I don't have disrespect for the scene. I think it's there and it's important. But I think that, like, that's a resembling of how technology influences things. You know,
right?
So it's like right when people go beyond technology and just create, then it becomes original. You know?
Yeah, like that's what I like about technology. It makes it a little bit easier. Yes, and it's a little bit more attainable to, you know, to accomplish, you know, making music and making movies and stuff like that. But then it also gives it to every other fucking douchebag.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So it like floods the whole fucking landscape with just like a bunch of bullshit stuff, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But then also that's a good thing too, because by contrast, the good shit will stand out, you know?
Yeah, that's true too. Because yeah. Like what I noticed, like there was a, on Mindless Self-Indulgence's latest album, which I'm not too into. It's not my favorite of theirs, and sorry, and I'd tell that to Jimmy.
There's people that I know. There's people that I know that love that band, and I hate those people. And so, like by default, I have to hate that band. But there's no,
band. But all I gotta say is I love Jimmy Urine. Like personally, he's like a cool guy. Like mm-hmm. I don't know him really well, but like. But the thing is, like, I'm not really into that album too much. But there was one cool...
I like Johnny Shit Stains. He's my favorite.
But my favorite thing, like, about that album was there was a single called Mark David Chapman, you know, the guy who shot John Lennon. Mm-hmm. And the song was called Mark
Great
David
guy.
Chapman. And what the song was about, and my friend Mike Diva did the music video for that song. What the song was about is how, like, with MySpace and like all this stuff, like all the bands are like the same, you know, like you see all these emo bands with the same haircut. Yeah. They're like going to the same Hot Topic with like, yeah. the same AFI shirts.
Yeah.
And like in the same, and it's like, it's all really, it's just like technology.
They have bangs easier, and shit.
But is that better for like the process or whatever? Like, yeah. But the way I see it is like, everyone, like there's good and then there's bad things in life or whatever. Like that's a good decision. That's a bad decision. And then there's like levels of like development. You know, and like the more people learn, the more people get developed in the way they make their decision making.
Right.
You know, and so like I think that just because someone's making kind of like if like some kids are like doing an AFI cover band doesn't mean they're like bad people, but they're just like not.
They
as
just have shitty taste in music.
Yeah, shitty taste in music,
and they make shit music.
Yeah.
Why would anyone form an AFI cover band? That makes literally no sense.
They still do that shit, man. No, but all I'm saying is like, you know, like. Once, like you said, like the only, the only reason that I feel like I've gotten any like notoriety, like in any scene or group of people, is because like I don't really care about what's happening. You know, right. Like I don't care.
You're doing your own thing.
I don't care that like I'm playing at the Smell and like and all everyone else is like in like a folk punk band or whatever. They're doing their thing. And which is cool. I have nothing against that. But all I'm saying is like, uh-huh. I'm, just because I'm different, I don't have to like change what I'm doing.
Oh,
like,
this is I have something against that. I'll be against that for you.
No, but.
By the way, come check me out tomorrow at Caldy. I'll be playing some folk punk. That's not a lie.
No,
damn it.
So it's like, you just like, but like you said, like put your balls on the plug. Table. And that's all. And that's, you know, that's all I do, you know?
Yeah.
And like, cause I remember even like I got, cool reviews that I love, like this one guy from your friend, what was his name again?
Audie
came over from what country?
Norway. Yeah,
he came over from Norway and he saw my performance at Meow Meow's Rock Shop in Pasadena. Mm-hmm. Meow Meow's Rock Shop, the one-stop rock shop, Pasadena on Colorado Boulevard. Check it out.
facebook.com/meowmeows rock shop
on Colorado and Sierra Madre,
next to Zephyr Coffee.
Okay, all I gotta say is that this guy,
Colin,
he left me one of the greatest reviews I've ever read, and it said,
"You know what? Keep going. No, you go. Okay, well, the one thing I have to say is, Audie hated you.
Clocked in at
he. Your music was not his style, but his review was perfect because what he said was, while it might not be my cup of tea, I have never met someone who expresses who they are so much through their music.
Yeah, and
to listen to Cool Skull, you basically know him, and that was like that was like one of the coolest reviews ever. Because I mean, me and him talked about it. He, you know, he was one of my good friends, and he hated your set. It's not his style at all. I mean, the motherfucker, his favorite band is Tom Jones, so it's like he did not dig you at all. But
But it was the nicest.
That's not unusual.
It was the most intelligently written review I've ever read, because he was literally like, well, I met him, and then it made sense once I saw him perform. Because, like, this guy was weird, and then he's like, whoa, like, this guy, like, is exactly that. And I think that's all I'm doing is just being honest, you know?
When you get up on stage, you are who you are. There is no bullshit.
Yeah, and the one thing I remember I always bring up Jack White. Like, I bring up, like
you should marry that guy,
by Jack
man.
White all the time. No, but Jack White said something awesome. He said, in an interview, they were asking him, so what kind of music do you guys listen to? The White Stripes. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, we listen to a lot of stuff. But we basically really like anything that's, like, honest. And I'm like, yes! Yeah, you're awesome! Because, like, I mean, you're just, like when you're, like, become so honest, like, exactly what's inside.
I heard that same interview, and I was like, fuck you.
I love that. I love that, man. Shut up, man.
I'm just kidding. I'm teasing you, man.
I want to ask the Mormons a question.
Oh, shit.
Are you guys still banned from Amoeba?
We are still banned from Amoeba Records.
Oh, man, that was close.
Tell us that story.
I was worried you were going to ask why we're still doing this.
No. I know why you're still doing it.
I was like, oh, don't make me answer that question.
Yeah. I love the Mormons, by the way.
Tell us the Amoeba story.
So we have this thing called the mobile unit, and we can play our music, our punk rock music, walking around on the streets. And we've been doing that for a long time already, since like 2005 or something, you know. And so one of our first mobile unit outings, we said, hey, let's go to Amoeba Music and we'll play some music in front of Amoeba, and they're cool and they're going to love it and they're going to love us and they're going to say, hey, why don't you come and play over here sometime? And we love you guys and we're signing your records. Oh, you guys are cool, you know. So we went and did that. And this is all on the internet. You can find it. Just look the Mormons banned from Amoeba and you'll find the video of us getting banned from Amoeba, because we just played in front of the store, and like just a couple, not even 3 minutes into the set, these people with walkie-talkies come and they're like, oh, you guys got to stop. And they're like, being rude, trying to interrupt us in the middle of our song. We're like, hey, and this is not okay. So here's the setup. We have battery powered amps, and it's like a tri-tom setup for drums and stuff, and a megaphone. Yeah. And so it's as loud as like a car stereo, you know. And they're like, oh, it's too loud. And I'm like, we're having a conversation right now and I'm playing music. It's not that loud. Well, you're causing a disturbance. I'm like, people are loving it. Like, they like it. Well, there's too many people now and you're causing a safety hazard. And so what they did, long story short, they took a Polaroid camera and took a picture of us dressed as Mormons playing in front of the store, and they put us in their security book. You know, like when thieves and shit get caught shoplifting or whatever, they get banned from the store. They get their picture taken. Well, our pictures are in the security log.
In the banned book.
Yeah, and we're banned. And
at Los Angeles, biggest music shop.
Yeah. And we got banned for playing music in front of a music store.
So let this be Wiz Wars' official anti-endorsement of Amoeba, whose prices are too fucking high anyway.
I actually stopped wearing my Amoeba music shirt when I saw that.
Yeah,
video.
Ever since. Like, seriously. I'm not going there anymore. There's places in like Uptown Whittier you can buy records. Seriously, fuck Amoeba.
All I got to say is when I was a kid, I was like living on the streets of Hollywood for a few months, you know, and it was like, it was a little thing. But, and I went in there and I like was just like a little kid, like 13 years old. And I'm just like, it's not a little kid or whatever. But like, I went in there and I said, you know, I really want, you know, an Amoeba t-shirt. And then this girl was like, hey, you know, hey, I'll give you one. So I had that shirt and it meant a lot to me. And then I looked up the Mormons as per Kill Radio, DJ Chicken Leather's recommendation. Uh-huh. And he told me, yeah, the Mormons are cool. And I'm like, man, like, that's so cool. And I looked you up on YouTube and I saw it. I'm like, fuck Amoeba. And I stopped wearing that shirt.
Yeah. Cool, I was 17. Hell yeah. Because that hurt our feelings. You know?
Hey, we should do a split performance in front of Amoeba. We should
relive
fun memories.
We want to go back.
Yeah, let's
go back.
Do that. Let's do it.
Ship thrash in front of Amoeba.
Fuck yeah, let's do it. Let's get banned from Amoeba.
You guys when Graffiti Monster comes back in town, we'll get everybody there.
Let's do a whole festival, like 6 hours in front of Amoeba.
You know, they said if we step into the store again that they're going to have us arrested. So let's step into the store.
Scary.
Let's get arrested for playing music.
Occupy Amoeba. I hope someone from Amoeba is listening right now. I know they probably aren't, but I hope they are.
Well, they were at that time because we started like this whole boycott thing and they were getting calls. Like, we gave them their phone number, the email, told who to talk to and shit. And people were not very happy to hear that the Mormons got banned from there. And we're still banned.
Their prices are bullshit anyway. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Hey, I will say I've got some good deals. Really?
Yeah, if you go to like the used rock section, they've got a couple of good like albums.
You got to be fucking kidding me. That's the only place that actually had DJ Scotch Eggs vinyl. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, right, I bought right, Basic okay. and Wet Mango's sure. album for $15 sure. there.
Oh, yeah. But, so they're pretty cool, but, like, this, that's fucking lame.
Well, yeah, that was pretty lame of them, and, you know, I don't know. Hopefully they've grown up
no hard
and
feelings,
matured.
I'm
and,
sure. Yeah, you know, exactly.
When the Mormons mobile unit returns to Amoeba, hopefully we won't get arrested. Or, you know, hopefully we do get arrested. I hope those motherfuckers arrest us.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, put our tax dollars to work, you know?
Yeah, I want
to
see that head on.
Watch those guys
Mormons
do something.
Arrested,
right.
Feels
so good.
Occupy Amoeba.
Well, hey, guys. This is the... We're coming towards the end of the show, and I want to thank Cool Skull and Graffiti Monster for coming on and playing some music for us. You guys are fucking awesome.
Why, thank you very much.
Yeah, well, thank Wizwars for coming out,
too. It was
our
pleasure.
Hanging out with us.
And Wizwars for sitting in.
It is sure, sure. It is always my pleasure.
It came on the train.
So, yeah, if you want to see what these guys look like in person, you can check them out a couple places this weekend. Yeah, on Saturday. Where's the Biko House at exactly?
The Biko House, B-I-K-O.
Oh, Biko House. Excuse me.
Goleta.
In Santa Barbara.
Oh, Goleta.
Santa Barbara. Yeah, just look it up.
Okay, well, while you like burnout hippies in you know Central California, go
you
check that out.
Swim to the show.
But if you're back in LA here,
we're going to be playing McWorld.
McWorld and Lot One.
Yeah, yeah.
If you hate your mother, come out on night. Sunday.
So West McWorld. Adams, McWorld, yeah, break up the and then on the east side of Hollywood, or more like Echo Park, you'll check out Lot One. But anyway, I'm jump back to Saturday. Joe's here tonight from the Dharma Bums, and they're going to be playing at the Five Star Bar on Saturday.
All right.
So if you're not in Goleta, you know,
Joe and
check
Sonia
that out.
Are having a competition for the
See
best
Joe.
Green hair.
Yeah,
Joe actually wanted me to DJ at that show.
Go with Joe.
He just sent me an email. I was supposed to DJ, which is funny because I don't DJ. I don't really get what you want from me.
He's not a DJ. What are you talking about?
Hey, let's take everybody
you want
else.
Me to do a chip
he's
set?
Here
what
in
the
studio.
Fuck do you
get
want?
Your shit together, but, dog.
No, yeah, tomorrow I'm going to be visiting our old bass player, Drew Gale.
He's, oh, cool. What's
he's
doing?
He's hosting an open mic thing over at Caldy. And
oh, okay. That's when you're going to do your folk punk rock explosion?
Yeah, no, it's not really folk. It's like my old band, Danger Roscoe, but it's just me playing guitar and singing some old songs and whatever. And
so like
just,
some racist skinhead music then.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
All right.
No, we're just hanging out with Drew and doing that, and that's my Friday. And then Sunday, go take your mom. Mm-hmm. To go see someone?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Take her to dinner or...
Take her to McWorld to see Graffiti Monsters, Cool Skull, and Wizwars.
That's what I was saying.
That would be a fucking...
Lot One on Sunday.
Okay, so I can talk... I want to plug this show at McWorld, 5011 West Adams. It's the place on Adams and La Brea with the graffiti and R on the side. We're going to have a barbecue, and we want everyone to bring... Like a potluck, you know, because if you go to a lot of... white people parties a lot of times it's chips and soda
those parties.
And then you go and then you go to Mexican or like black parties
and
they
all,
and they all have like fucking food like I live in Inglewood they got greens and fried chicken and like edibles for everyone and you go
one,
to,
you just turn so fucking
and you got
that's
how we go to, you go to Highland Park and they got fucking tamales
don't
for
get me
everyone. I'm serious. Like they got food. So what I want to do is be able to have like a cool potluck where everyone brings a little something they made, and we all get together and like eat.
Maybe we should
no
actually
white people
advertise
except
this on Facebook.
So
no white people.
So there will be no McDonald's at the McWorld.
No. That's cool. That's okay.
You can bring McDonald's.
You can bring McWorld. That's down. That's totally down. If you bring like a bag full of dollar burgers, I will love you for life.
We should have a show where white people are not allowed, and we get to choose the white people that we like and let them in. That would be awesome. No,
I say, don't ban the white people. Just inspire the white people to bring food.
To be cool.
I'm signing off.
I'm marrying a Mexican and taking her last name, so I'm only gonna be like white.
Yeah,
for a couple more months.
Kevin's getting married and Muscle having tough. A baby. Yeah. The world's first ship thrash.
Check it out.
Baby.
I'm getting married, and then a couple Sanchez. Hours later, I'm getting on a plane and flying to Blip Festival. That's my honeymoon.
Or is Facundo's baby the first?
Yeah, on your honeymoon, baby.
I consider Facundo's baby the first.
Yeah.
See
Facundo's
you
baby
live.
Is totally.
He's on Data Thrash Records.
Well, congratulations, man. I wish you a lot of luck. It's a long road, man. A marriage and a kid all at the same time, man. That's good. Yeah. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
You know what? Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, and I just want to say that I love my mother so much, and she's still
I love
here.
You, Mom.
I love you, Mommy.
I love
you,
my mom, too.
High five, Rosa Maria.
My mom's cool.
We're going to go to the Dodger game on Sunday, and they're going to be swinging pink bats on the Dodger game.
Everybody loves your mom. That's the best.
Yeah.
I love you, Mom. Mwah.
I love you, Mom.
I love Juan's mom.
I hope your
Happy Mother's Day.
Your experience at the Dodger game is going to be better than your last one.
Oh, yeah. Me and my mom got arrested at the Dodger game one time, but I'll tell you that on the next episode of More Music Radio.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes next week.
Occupy Dodgers.
Bye, guys.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to More Music Radio Pod. We'll catch you next week, Thursday night. Skid Row.LA. Skid Row Studios.com. Later on, guys.